I'm fed up.
Dude, what is that guy's problem?
Why can't people just?
No one cares.
I'll do me and you do you and go and die.
When will all this change, dude?
The Frustrations Podcast.
Can't believe we are doing this again.
Hey, hello and welcome to the Frustrations Podcast. My name is Ruben Paul and with me is my amazing co-host, Krithath Srinivasan. Krithath, say hi.
Yes, I'm an amazing co-host.
Yes, I just want you to acknowledge that, man. Thanks, person, man. Told that to you, just to make your day a little better.
Yes, I needed this because I've been writing like 5,000 words today. And
I know, I can imagine. 5,000 words is a lot. Oh, God. Yeah. 5,000 words. I wrote 500 words a week last year, every week, and that seemed like a lot. And 5,000 words, you said, right?
Yeah, 5,000
words. 5,000 words is 10 times that in one day. That's incredibly difficult. Oh my God, I can imagine.
Yeah. So today I am the one who's mentally exhausted. So we'll see if I mess up the podcast.
This is the weird thing. Krithath is such a professional. I am telling you guys, he's not going to mess it up and it's going to make me look bad. Let's do this. Yeah. So Krithath, I just wanted to ask you, this is like an interesting topic that we have chosen. And I think frustration so far, we have discussed, events. We have discussed jobs. We have discussed people. Okay. Yeah. But we haven't discussed the type of people that we are discussing today. Right.
Correct.
And I think this podcast, it's becoming a slanderous podcast, as the days go by, because so far initially it was just gyms and grooming, but now we're just talking people, which I like. I like talking people.
I love talking people. You have a talking people and people are listening to us talking people. That's the beauty of this podcast.
That's the best, man. And also, I want to ask your opinion on this amazing quote. Have you heard this quote? Great people discuss ideas and shallow people discuss people.
Yeah. And then, you're judging it by one conversation. think about it. Okay, just as comedians, me and you sit and we write jokes for 1 hour. Okay, that's just discussing ideas.
Those are ideas, exactly.
Yeah, and then we order coffee and they're like, dude, you heard that guy, he stole jokes. And then we discuss people.
Because you can't
be high and mighty the whole day, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine just being that person. How boring that person will be.
Dude, how annoying that person will be to hang out. Every time you meet him, he's just like, hey, idea. I'm like, no, man, let's discuss jokes and other people.
Yeah, let's just bitch about people. That's how you know you're human, right?
Yeah, because what else is more relatable than common hatred for somebody else?
Yeah, and it's not just a frivolous thing to that, that we like gossip so much and we like talking about people so much. But the truth is, if you read this book called Sapiens, I'm not saying the truth, but he puts it in a very interesting way. He says the way language evolved, the reason why we have the language that we have today is because humans have the need to gossip.
Correct.
We not only make up shit, but we also talk about people. And that's what brings us together. Because we don't talk about people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't have common people whom we hate, then we're not even connected. There's nothing connecting us.
There's nothing connecting us other than the meat we eat or the clothes we wear.
Yeah. And how much of that conversation can you have? You're like, hey, nice shirt. Like, you too.
Hey, what did you have for lunch?
Yeah, that finishes really fast.
Yeah. And then afterwards you have to be like, what my cousin said, what a bitch he is.
Exactly. That's when the real conversation takes off. The real conversation takes off when you start bitching about someone who has been a pain in the ass to you.
Correct.
Yes. So having set the context for today's topic, right? I just want to know, do you follow gossip? Do you follow celebrity gossip? Do you follow what's happening with who's screwing up, who is not screwing up? Do you do that?
You know what? I actually do follow gossip, but I don't follow it to a point of hysteria.
Okay. Explain that.
So for example, people in India right now cannot stop talking about Sushant Singh Rajput, his death, his conspiracies.
Right.
Right. And I gave up on that conversation 2 weeks after he died.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, I understand celebrity gossip and people's who are of, people of power, their lives are very interesting, but there is more interesting shit happening every 2 weeks. So you can't, get held up on one gossip.
Yeah.
Just yesterday, we are recording this podcast on 28th August. Just yesterday, Virat Kohli announced that he and Anushka are expecting a child in January.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
And that is gossip that I loved consuming. I'm all right, the my favorite cricketer and like an actress that I've watched a lot of movies of.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, obviously, it is, there is some sense of, what do you say? Like some dopamine rush you get from.
Yeah, you get a dopamine rush. Because you see like, hey, there's this cool, there's this crazy news. Like your heart, like, you know, skips a beat. You're like, hey, this is an amazing thing. Because so far it's just like in the normal monotonous life. Yeah, like my work, my 5,000 words. And then it's like, what? Virat Kohli is going to have a kid with Anushka? That's crazy.
That is so cool, right? And also it's like, as much as I tell myself, you know what? I don't care if Virat, it's not like he's my brother, you know, I can say all that shit. But deep down, I'm a little bit kicked. Like, that's just how celebrity culture works, man.
Okay. Without getting too deep into this entire thing, why do you think people are so held up on this idea that there has to be another explanation to Sushant Singh Rajput's death? Why do you think people are so obsessed with it?
Dude, it's damn weird, okay? Like, I like how everybody after Sushant Singh Rajput's death, right? Yeah. I like how the whole debate shifted to nepotism. And that is something actors love. Like, that's become like the new consumable content online.
Mm-hmm.
But what field doesn't have nepotism, dude? Like the guy who's writing the top tweet right now about nepotism on Twitter, he's not getting his promotion in office because somebody else is like kissing the ass his boss.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm saying nepotism is there in every field. But however, as common people, we are super interested in nepotism in Bollywood because that is more interesting than our nepotism.
No, I have a different theory on this entire nepotism debate, right? Uh-huh. Now, we were talking about this a few podcasts ago, and we were talking about this when we talked about schools, and we said, like, the one thing that schools did right in preparing us for life is showing us nepotism.
Correct.
Right.
They made it very clear.
You and me, dude, I don't know much about you, but I already know because you're not like a star kid, and neither were you like a star athlete, right?
None of those.
Yeah, exactly. The same with me. I was not a star athlete, and I was not good at academics. And I am not used to people choosing someone else instead of me, right? Okay. Like everything that I've been rejected, I was like, obviously I'm going to be rejected. I've been more surprised about the things that I've got selected for.
That is so true.
Yeah, I always attribute it only to luck. So I think this whole nepotism hurts so much for like the entire showbiz community because all of these people, here's the best part, are good looking. And I think good-looking people...
What are you complaining about, you idiot?
I think good-looking people... I read this somewhere, dude. Good-looking people think that the world is a way better place than what it actually is.
Oh, yeah, that is so true.
That's right. That's correct. No, that's the truth.
Yeah, I mean, so their problems are like four notches behind somebody who is not good-looking. Like, if I'm good-looking... Like, for example, if I'm good-looking... and poor, and I'm ugly and poor, the guy who's ugly and poor has it way worse.
Oh, because, for sure.
Because good looking and poor will at least get compliments and offers.
Correct. Yeah.
ugly and poor is so down and dusted.
Ugly and poor is horrible, dude. Like, there's no hope. You didn't even get the lottery, at least by virtue of looks, and you didn't hit it by virtue of being born into affluence.
That is true. I think that's why it sucks
because all their life, like, everyone has liked them. Of course, I'm not taking away the fact that they had to hustle. Yes, they had to hustle. Yes, they had to like wake up at like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, one, maybe like you know, not sleep many nights and eat like shit food and all that. Okay.
Correct.
But like apart from that, like everyone's really liked them. Right?
Yeah.
And now there's this thing, like there are other good looking people as well, and someone else chooses a good-looking person coming from a family that's already established in the business, and I think that's why it's so hurting. Because like all my life, I've never seen rejection.
Oh my god! I love your hypothesis, by the way. This should be published like somewhere. Published just so it can have a comment section.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think secretly it's the need for validation, right? And like this is what we're talking about, show business. And like, you know, a lot of people in show business, they complain about how their privacy has been invaded and how just leave us alone, we're just people. But are you actually people? Would you be happy with us treating you as people? I don't think so. Do you think that'll be happy? Do you think like celebrities would be happy if we treat them like people?
No, I don't think so. I think it'll hurt them a little bit at least, right? Like, especially maybe in comparison. Also think about it. You know, the actors who proclaim that we are just people and we want to be treated like equals, they mm-hmm. don't have that glorious careers, if you think. Like those are the people who are called like new age actors or like
method undiscovered actors.
Yeah,
like
undiscovered art. Undiscovered actors.
Undiscovered actors. Yeah.
All those quote unquote stupidity that they use to describe these people.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Yeah. If you go low key, that's not gonna happen. But if you like go over the top and mm-hmm. like instigate gossip, you know, give reasons for people to talk about you, then you become Salman Khan.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
I think people like being talked about, right?
Yeah. Do you follow any celebrities on social media?
Only comedians. Do you follow do you follow actors?
Yeah, quite a lot of them.
So who's the actor that you follow the most? Like among all the people that you follow, who's the one that not just follow on Instagram, but you know, like whose stuff that you look up to?
Oh, whose work I follow a lot? Shah Rukh Khan.
Like Shah Rukh Khan, right.
But dude, that's a childhood thing.
But that's a like childhood thing. But you know what I like about that dude, right? Mm-hmm. Is the fact that he got banned from a stadium for 5 years because of being brash to the security guards. I really like him for that.
You like him for that because he was being himself.
He didn't give a shit. He said, like, I don't care if I had to come out and be like come out and look like an abusive person. But that's who true. I am, and I don't care about it.
That's right. And that's why that man's amazing, dude. Like, if you follow some of these people, like, I've recently noticed this trend of, you know, there was these, like, Akshay Kumar did this whole thing with the Prime Minister.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, yuck, what a sellout. He's just, like, kissing the Prime Minister's ass. He's what a sellout, right? And I'm like, but that's his job, dude. He's an actor. They hired him to interview the Prime Minister and they would have paid him, like, crores to behave nicely with him.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Think about it. That's what actors are, dude. They're just like... They're not actual people. Know what an actor is in real life. Now we have social media.
Yeah.
So we get some hint of it.
No, you don't. I don't think so. Like, I feel like, you know... See, this entire thing of being an actor... I don't know who... I tried looking this up on Google, but I know there's like one of those ancient philosophers that said it, right? Like, we think like, you know, good-looking people are also good people. Right? And I think good-looking people also feel that way. They feel like because there's so much of... And this happens not to just good-looking people. I'm sure it happens to anyone who has like a cult status, right? They think that just because... Like even sports stars, right? Sports stars mm-hmm. have a lot of clout and they're looked up to a lot. So now they think like, I am a warrior on behalf of these people and I have to come out as good.
Yeah. And then there's this pressure to do nice things. And
yeah,
the only way
they
they'll only do nice things if they're offered money, like to do it.
Yeah. It's all brand money that says like, hey, be nice for us.
Yeah, like you know, like these, like there are certain celebrities who back like some causes, right? They champion mm-hmm. causes, and you can really make out the fake ones from the ones that genuinely don't care. Like for example, Deepika Padukone's campaign on mental health.
Yeah.
Right? When she gets experts on her panels and things like that, you understand that, this woman's serious about this.
Yeah.
Right? But if tomorrow Salman Khan released hand sanitizer brand because he cares for society, I'm like, you screw you.
of course you do. Yeah.
But you know, you can never tell a celebrity.
Don't you think he'll be like the perfect brand ambassador for a sanitizer brand? Because he is someone who's known to like, known to wash his hands off of dirty shit.
Oh, I saw that joke coming like 1 minute back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the point of this podcast. Only, it's bad jokes.
If only sanitizer could clean his reputation.
I think that's a much more well-written version of that. Yeah.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah, but I think it's that, dude. I think it's the fact that they have to, you know, show themselves as like social justice warriors and just like have a cause that they have to fight for. I think, but to like props, like even like Deepika Padukone, I'm not like, you know, I don't know much about her, but even when this whole NRC shit was happening, right?
Yeah.
I think she was one of the only actors to have participated in that protest.
Oh, yeah, true. which apparently I recently found out through a gossip column that she was paid money by the producers of some movie that was coming out.
See, there you go, dude. Like, you never can be too sure because, like...
Yeah, but that's again the thing. That's a gossip column. It's called that for a reason.
But what was the film? What was the film that she was... that
she was playing an acid attack victim.
That has nothing to do with NRC, but, right?
Yeah, but visibility, no?
Oh, that's awful. Like, the more people see of you... Yeah, this is the thing. I think, see, I was trying to make that point about, you know, like, people always, you know, complain about their privacy being invaded, right?
Right.
And at the same time, like, if your privacy is really important to you, why do you have to even have a social media account? People already know of you. Like, tomorrow, if Deepika Padukone makes a movie and, like, and she's deactivated her Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everything. It's a complete mystery on what she's doing, right?
Yeah.
People will still watch that movie if she's a good actor.
Yeah, that is true. Like, you've reached
Keanu,
a point...
Keanu Reeves doesn't have a social media account, dude.
Dude, you remember you and me and you had this conversation a while back where I said I want to be so successful that I don't need to be on Instagram to promote my shows anymore.
Yeah, that's the same thing that even I want to be. Just have your tickets and book my show. Let people go watch your shit and you go back home and do your own shit.
Correct. Like, read a book.
Read a book. Go out without being mobbed.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
We love celebrities. But you have a very interesting point of view on celebrities. That's what I'm loving about this conversation.
Oh, because I'll tell you what, okay, like, coming back to your thing of like this entire thing of actors standing up for a cause.
Right.
Why do they have to stand up for a cause? Like, if you are a dude, do it through your work. Like, whatever. Like, you know, for example, do a film about it, sign the right film, and then talk about it. Because I think that's the art, right? The art of being an actor is like fitting into a role. And then you choosing those roles according to whatever your principles of film or acting or art is, right?
Correct.
But like, the thing is, people, celebrities, right? Mm-hmm. Not even actors. They have the need to stand up for something bigger than themselves. Like, for example, like, you know this lady called Gwen, I'm sure I'm going to butcher her name, but I think her name is Gwyneth Paltrow or Gwen Paltrow.
No, never heard of her.
Oh, okay. So I'll explain who she is. Okay. Chris Martin, right? Chris Martin is the lead singer of Coldplay.
Coldplay, correct.
Okay, so he's a rock star, dude. Like, one of the, I think Coldplay makes the most money throughout the world in terms of live performances.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah. So this Coldplay dude marries this lady. She's an actress, right?
Okay.
And she's done a couple of films, dude. If I'm not wrong, she was an actor in Seven. Have you seen Seven?
Seven, yeah.
Wait, I have to fact check it now. So I don't... People... Even though we have...
People like, hey, she was not in Seven, she was in Nine. Okay, yeah, I'm doing it right now.
So you've seen Seven, right? Yeah, she was the actor who was in Seven.
Okay,
she was the actor who was in Seven, who was basically... whose head was chopped by Kevin Spacey.
Hey, I know this one. She was also Pepper Potts in the Avengers series.
Okay, I haven't watched that, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh, she's married to the Coldplay dude. That's nice.
She was married to the Coldplay dude. Okay.
Okay, what's the story?
Now, the story is married for like a couple of years, like 10 years, and things don't work out. When things don't work out in a marriage, Kritat, and when two people start staying separately and they go about it legally, what is the term that we use?
A divorce.
Exactly. Thank you so much. You're a common person and you have no phony bullshit. This lady went across on social media throughout the world and said, like, me and Chris Martin have decided to go through a process of conscious uncoupling.
What the fuck is that?
That means that, like, you know, when you're in a relationship with a person, you're married, you have a couple of kids, and then you just decide, like, why can't you just come out and say, like, I want to fuck someone else? And this is a divorce and I can't be in this marriage anymore. Like, the thing is, like people, celebrities hold themselves to such a higher standard than other people, even though they claim to want to be treated like other people. They hold themselves to another standard. They don't even want to use words that other people use. Like, when other people say divorce, they'll be like, no, I'm not getting divorced. I'm getting uncoupled.
Uncoupled. Dude, this should be a more popular word, but...
Imagine, can we all use that? Like, when you had to... I have had to break up with one person face-to-face, okay? And it was really hard. I had to say, like, this is not going to happen. Imagine if I told her, like, I think we should uncouple.
She will leave you immediately. That's the... She's like, what the hell is that word, dude? You can leave, bye, thanks.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the weird thing.
They have to put on a facade, right?
They have to, yes.
Because that's what I told you. You are an actor. You don't stop acting. Like, did you see Andrew Schultz did a whole episode where he broke down... So, you know, in the Black Lives Matter protest happening, Andrew Schultz made this video on his
For those of you listening, Andrew Schultz is like a comedian and one of the best like people to break down stuff.
Yeah, he's the most amazing person to listen to if you like opinions.
Yeah.
Hard-hitting opinions.
Yeah.
So Andrew Schultz did this video where he was breaking down this Black Lives Matter video that all the Hollywood celebrities made. And he was like, all of them were looking into a teleprompter. And he's like, do you not even feel for these people? Like, why are you making this video just because you had to make this video? But that's the thing, right, Andrew? They had to make this video. Because that's what their lives are now. It's all PR. The moment somebody dies, you need to put out a post saying, oh my God, rest in peace.
Yeah. What happens if you don't?
Nothing. Then people apparently mob you.
What happens if people mob you?
No, they don't come to your films because they're like, hey, this person's insensitive.
Then what happens if people don't come to your films?
No producer will book you. No director will star you.
What happens if that happens?
Career over.
What happens if that happens?
Then what? Meditation.
Exactly. Come back to wellness in a truer form. Like, lose all your shit and then become a wholesome person, right?
But
like,
you think
lose everything.
But you think that's the thing, right? When somebody signs up for a job, they do not sign up for all these peripherals.
Ha. Okay, so they don't think far enough that the road is going to be this rocky.
Correct. They're like, want to become actor? First movie hit, third movie hit. Oh, shit. This is more than just acting. I have to act all the time. Oh,
that's really difficult, dude. Imagine playing a role all the time.
Yeah. You don't even know who these people are.
Oh, like, that's the worst.
But there's also a group of people who want that.
That's 99% of it, Kithath.
Yeah, because that's the whole point, right? Like, don't you... Okay, even me and you, for example, are very, very pseudo-celebrities, okay? If there's even one person in some airport who comes and tells you, dude, you're Rupin Paul, your video is amazing. Yeah. Don't you like immediately get goosebumps?
Yeah, but I think for that, like I'm not playing a role. Like even in my act.
Yeah, but you got there
some sort
through
of a Rupin Paul.
You got there through being a comedian. And these guys got there being actors. So now they can't stop acting. It's too late.
It's too late. Yeah, but is that, you think that's an occupational hazard? That you have to act off screen as well?
I don't think so. But like, yeah, people, see, here's the thing, right? The moment you behave yourself off stage, they'll be like, he has such humble beginnings. Or like, he's such a down-to-earth person off screen. Like, they paint a different image of you all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like how there was this one rumor of Rajinikanth when he was walking around in Hawaii Chappal and he was using a 1100 phone.
Yeah.
Right. And they're like, he lives a simplistic life. Although he's a superstar on screen, off screen, he's like humble.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So that's the thing. Like, even you're not allowed to live that life in peace either. Because people are like, oh, he's a superstar, but look at him. Now he's in Chappal.
So they make a big deal out of you being humble as well.
Yeah. So there is no point. Once you're an actor, you're an actor. That's it.
You just have to accept like fame. That fame is something that comes with it.
Correct.
Okay, let's leave fame aside. Okay, fame. We've so far analyzed just fame from the side of celebrities.
Right.
But what about the other side? Why do you think there's so much of hero worship in our country, India?
Because I think we don't have better role models.
Okay, right. Go
like,
on.
Don't you think about it? Like, our biggest role model right now is nobody. So we look up to the only people we're exposed to the most and entertain us the most.
Which is like cricketers and actors.
Correct. Where if Abdul Kalam and say Alia Bhatt were standing on the same stage, hands down, there'll be more people waiting to stand in line to take a selfie with Abdul Kalam than Alia Bhatt.
That's right.
Right, because he was one of the exceptional role models that Indians had.
Yeah.
And now I can think of maybe a handful of people.
Hmm.
And they can hardly compete with Alia Bhatt. Because we have no other role models, and that's global, I think.
Cool. I think that brings us to the end of this podcast. Is there anything that we left out?
Yes, Rupen, I want to ask you something very personal. I know we're going over time this time, but like, I want
But this is like, this feels wrong to like stop this podcast. Like,
I have to ask you about your outrage over Macaulay Culkin's.
Oh, dude, what a piece of shit. First of all, disappointed everyone by becoming a drug addict.
Yeah.
Okay, which is cool. Like that I'm happy about. I am really happy about
I'm
it.
I'm like, your life, dude. You do what you want.
Yeah. No, I'm not just like your life, do whatever you want. I'm also happy about like how he, like this is the perfect example.
Wait one second. Let's set context first. So Macaulay Culkin is the kid from Home Alone. For those of you who don't know, the kid from Home Alone just recently put up a tweet saying, "Hey guys, I'm 40 years old. Do you feel old?" Like he was trying to like give a huge blow to the entire world saying, "Ah, look at you."
Yeah. Okay. And so Home Alone is, so those of you who still don't know what Home Alone is, Home Alone is a movie that was made a long time ago where there was this kid who was left behind for the holidays and his entire family took a flight and they realized, oh crap, we left our kid locked in the room on top.
And it was the most adorable and most amazing movie possible.
Yeah. And I think they made four parts about it. Four parts?
Correct.
And three parts had this guy.
Two parts had him. First two had him.
The first two had him. Right. That's right. Yeah. So the thing is, he tweeted out something, I think, sometime this week, where he said he's 40 years old. I hope you guys feel old. And firstly, everyone forgot about your movie. Okay. Stop trying to milk something that you made before you could make conscious choices.
Yeah, that was not even your choice to do that movie. I'm pretty
Your
sure.
parents signed you up for this film, you piece of shit. You had horrible parents, which he admitted also. Do you know what? I need to tell you one cool thing about this actor.
Right.
He was the first person to divorce his parents. Do you know this?
What?
Yeah.
Don't you mean uncouple?
Yeah, man. There's no one else I'll do this podcast with. Yeah.
Why did he divorce his parents?
Because he realized that they were just after his money.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But if you were his parents... Okay, I would definitely not be after his money. Okay, but wouldn't you at least expect some sort of a gratitude from your kid whom you made famous? Like you realize this kid is like a kid who could be the Home Alone kid. Let me go and do all the hard work, right?
Right.
And also that's the parents that you have. Like and it's not a good thing. It's not a great thing. It's like you and those parents just wanted to milk his good looks.
Loving it, but he properly ruined your week, didn't he?
Yeah. He said like I'm 40 years old and like, you know, and first of all dude, stop thinking that we care about you. No one cares about you. The only time when people watch a shitty movie is when you're in a hospital lobby, right? And this there's only
Or it's Christmas and Star Movies has nothing else to play
and there's nothing else that's playing, right? So apart from that, no one cares about you. Do your drugs and be happy. I need to mention one more point, dude, because you're a big time watcher of this show called Coffee with Karan, right?
Oh, yes. Very avid.
Yeah. And that goes to show like how we all like gossip and all that. And that show has done like decently well also because everyone likes knowing about all these people.
Yeah, right? It's nice. It's substance.
Yeah. And this is classified as what? What is it class? Is it reality? What is it classified as? Reality or entertainment?
Yeah, it's called a talk show. Reality talk show.
A reality talk show. Have you realized in a reality talk show, no one uses the word fuck at all?
Yeah, because it's aired on national television.
But how come there's no sense? They can be a beep. They can be a censor. Nothing. But they nail it. They come and act real without saying fuck, which is incredible.
Oh, yeah. That is so true. Oh, that's how well they have to... That's how much they have to act, man.
Yeah. Cool, guys.
Sorry for the longer podcast, but if you liked it, please do let us know. If you didn't like it, let Rupen know.
Yes, it's all. I'll take the responsibility. Yes. And you can tweet bad shit about me. It's okay. I'll retweet it.
Yeah. Oh, I love getting bad tweets about me.
Bad tweets is amazing. Yeah.
All right, guys. See you on the other side next week. Thank you so much for tuning into the Frustrations Podcast.
Thank you, guys.